News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, GAA elite panel referee David Goff will not be taking part in the 2020 Championship until the social distancing guidelines have been lifted. He joins us on the programme to explain why. David, why are you not going to take part this year?
I took some time to sit down and think about it. And just due to the social distancing and the issues around refereeing and not being able to do so safely, I phoned Meath County Board on Thursday morning to tell them that I wouldn't be taking part as a volunteer within the association, as a match official, for the coming month until the social restrictions have been lifted. And that extended to senior inter-county matches, which are 4 months away. And I'm hoping that this won't be the scenario in 4 months' time. But as it stands, I've taken the decision not to be involved in refereeing Gaelic games in Meath originally. For the coming month, and we'll see about September.
But like, we understand that social distancing is likely to be part of our lives for, you know, quite a long time. I mean, are you talking about maybe not reffing and not taking part until there's a vaccine? Because that's not going to be in 4 months' time.
I don't think there's going to be a vaccine in 4 months' time. I think it might be unrealistic to expect there to be a vaccine inside the next number of years. I'm unsure. I'm not overly well versed in the vaccination process and how that's coming along. But I do have a team of match officials that come with me, and I just don't think it's prudent at the moment to be bringing umpires in my car to matches, to be refereeing, to putting them in risk as well. Two of them are in the, not the high risk category, but certainly the risk category, being over 60 years of age. And just the dressing room situation, the social distancing just isn't possible for 8 match officials in dressing rooms around the country, certainly not for referees.
I'm interested in the fact that, I suppose, when the games do recommence in the coming weeks, and obviously the GAA have looked at this and they've developed the return to play protocols, and they're saying that they're confident, they're happy that they're, you know, to allow games to recommence and for things to get back to some level of normality. You have concerns, though, about that going ahead?
I have no problem with the GAA's decision. This is a decision based on my personal circumstances, and I suppose each manager, each player, each referee is going to have to make their own decision based on their circumstances. And if the GAA are happy, that is okay. We need to remember, this isn't the Premier League. This isn't Pro 14 Rugby. This is an amateur organisation. Nobody is being paid for what they do. And these matches don't need to go ahead. There's no necessity for them to go ahead. And if we are being asked to be responsible, to stay socially distant where possible, when there is no need for me to volunteer my services to the GAA at this current time.
Do you think, should they have just postponed things until next year? Would you have been happier?
No, I wouldn't be of that opinion. I think the GAA have been very responsible in their response to the crisis. They certainly didn't jump ahead of anyone else and stayed in line with as much as they possibly could with the government's roadmap. And, you know, I think it's great that, you know, people are returning to sport. I returned to tennis myself. But when I see the restrictions that are placed on us on the tennis court, I just don't see how that's possible on a football field at the moment. So that's why I've decided to take the decision.
OK, we'll leave it there. GAA elite panel referee David Goff, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme this morning.